Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are to come to create a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. Because at the end of the day, you can have everything on paper, but if you're going to bed feeling burnt out, feeling exhausted, questioning yourself, and essentially living in a state of lack, whereby you're not even enjoying what you already have, all that stuff on paper, it means nothing. We've all been there at some point, and actually we're going to talk more about it on today's episode. But anywho's, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. I am so grateful and excited you are here on this podcast. I break down the process of manifestation into concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that you know exactly how to start applying these beautiful concepts to create the kinds of groundbreaking shifts you desire. Because at the end of the day, you can know all the things, but knowledge is only potential power. It is what you do with that knowledge that determines what unfolds, what manifests into your reality. As I sit and record this podcast, I just got back from the gym, and today's a Friday, which I did my last gym workout for the week. And I woke up in the morning and part of me was like, oh, should I just push it off to tomorrow? And then I realized, okay, I'm going out tonight. I probably will have a couple of drinks. I'm going to probably wake up feeling not my best, but probably wishing I didn't have to go to the gym. And that thought alone was like, okay, you know what? Let's just go and get it done with. I ended up having such a good workout. I'm so glad I went. But I also know tomorrow I'm going to feel so grateful that I went and did my last workout today. And I'm sharing this to you because a lot of times we let our motivation level be the reason why we don't take action, or we become so heavily reliant on it in order for us to take action. But here's the thing, is that motivation is a finite resource. And if you keep relying on that as a way to take action, that is how you actually stop yourself from going to the next level, because you're not actually creating that enough momentum. That start, stop is only you going back and forth between who you want to be versus who you are already. And, you know, a lot of times people ask me, how are you so motivated? And I'll tell you something, is that I'm not. I'm a human like you. I wake up where there are days where I don't want to work. I love the work I do, but some days I'm just like, you know, I just want to watch Gilmore Girls and call it a day. There are days when I don't want to do my tax returns. I'm like, but I do it. There are days when, like today, I don't necessarily, I'm not waking up jumping for joy. I'm like, yay, I get to work out. Even though I genuinely love to work out. But I'm sharing this to you because this is real human emotions, you know, but it's not about using motivation as a basis for taking action. But for me, what keeps me motivated, and aside from the self-discipline part, which is a topic for another day, but it's being motivated by the vision of my future, being motivated and being so focused on who I'm becoming versus who I am right now. Because if I'm letting my current levels of motivation determine how I act, I'm also staying stuck in this current energy, this current vibration. And as a result, I'm going to keep receiving the results I'm currently receiving. Just think about that for a second. But when I start to really play into who I'm becoming, the results I want to determine, that alone pushes me into action. Because here's the thing, is your life is nothing more than an externalized manifestation of who you are being. And so I can make all the excuses, but I'm lying to myself. I'm kidding myself. And really, I'm only pushing myself further away from what I desire. And you know, today, as I record this, it's 1st of March, and I went for a quick walk after my workout. And I was just thinking to myself that, you know, summer is around the corner. I'm really excited, especially for June. I have a lot of plans coming up. I don't think I have one free weekend already. It's already booked up. But anywho's, and I was just thinking, you know, summer is one of my favorite times of the year. There's just so much potential. It's just such a fun time. But it's also a time where so many great things can potentially manifest, right? But here's the thing. It doesn't just magically happen. I think if we expect that if I'm going to a certain city, I'm going to meet the love of my life, or suddenly money's going to come my way because I've been praying so hard, whatever it is. But no, it's really the foundations I build today. So now, like I said, we're in March, the habits I engage in today, they're really determining what results unfold tomorrow and essentially how the summer, how the next few months pan out for you. And so, whatever it is you're envisioning for your summer, I want you now to really be honest with yourself. The actions that I'm taking today, is it in alignment with what I want? So, for example, let's say that you have a beach holiday coming up and you want to feel really good on that holiday. Okay, well, then are you cleaning up your diet? Are you being proactive with how, with the measures you're taking in terms of creating a sustainable workout routine? Similarly, is okay, if you know that you have a lot of travel coming up and you want to be able to just feel really abundant as you're spending money, okay, are you engaging in money making, money generating activities? Are you saving a bit more? Are you planning out how you're going to have that budget? Whatever it is, but really, if you want those manifestations to unfold, you need to start acting and behaving like it's coming. You need to now really think of your present moment and say, what am I doing? And is it conducive to the outcomes I want? And, yesterday we had our first call for our Missing Link Mastermind, which I'm just so obsessed with the ladies already. Such a nice combination of women have come together. And how crazy is this? Well, not crazy. It's not even crazy at this point. I'm just like, oh, obviously, universe. One of the ladies wasn't able to make our first call. And later on, she messaged saying, I'm so sorry I missed the call, but actually, I already manifested one of the big things I wanted to from this program. I got a promotion at work. And I laughed, but this is it, is when we take big moves in our lives and we take action, this is exactly what I'm talking about. When we take action from a place of alignment, that is when we actually start to embody a new version of ourselves. And that's when we get the outcomes we want, whether it's in her case, a promotion, whether it's more money, the partner, the friendships, that overall quality, higher quality of life. But really, it's how can I show up? And this is a question you got to ask yourself every single day. How can I show up differently if I, in order for me to receive a different outcome? Me thinking the same habitual thoughts I've been thinking up until now, the same feeling, the same level that I've been feeling till now, same actions. I'm only keeping myself stuck in this vibration, in this energy. And at the end of the day, the quality of your habits determine the quality of your life. There's no two ways around it. And that is why, even on our last podcast episode, I shared why I started to make weekly goals around the action I take. Because in doing so, I'm slowly but incrementally changing my habits, changing how I show up. And therefore, without me doing a single thing, I am going to change what shows up for me, because that is how manifestations work. So yeah, just some food for thought. And another thing to keep in mind when it comes to changing habits, if you haven't already, by the way, there's a book by James Clear, Atomic Habits, which talks all about changing your habits. And it's one that I could not recommend enough. I know some of these books can be a little monotonous, but he just breaks it down so beautifully and with such actionable tips. But aside from that, one thing I also want you to keep in mind when it comes to changing your habits and really changing who you're being, that's really at the crux of it all. That is what manifestation is. I be a new version of myself, I receive a new outcome. I have to be it, then I see it. But again, if I'm waiting for the external world to shift before I give myself permission to step into a new version of myself, to step into a new identity, I'm still keeping myself at that level of consciousness. And therefore, that energy of waiting, I'm going to attract more waiting. And if you look at the word habits, I have such a fascination by where certain words stem from. And this might be public knowledge, but it wasn't to me up until a few days ago. And I just had like such an aha moment when I was looking at it. But if you look at the word habit, it is nothing more than your habits are nothing more than an extension of your habitat, your environment. And so if you're struggling to change a particular habit, focus on changing the environment you're putting yourself in. And when I say changing the environment you're putting yourself in, what and who are you surrounding yourself with? Personally, I know that I am more likely to stay on track with my diet when my fridge is stocked with healthy groceries. I make bigger moves with my business when I intentionally put myself in rooms with other forward-focused business owners. I share this all the time. It's so important to put yourself in rooms with like-minded people who align with who you want to become and where you want to go, because just in being in certain environments, you are naturally going to show up differently. Similarly, is I read more when I put my Kindle in my handbag. And essentially, I want you to ask yourself, how can I now start to consciously change my environment in a way that makes my habits, engaging my habits, a lot easier for myself? And so for you, that might mean before you go to bed, lay out your gym clothes. That way, when you wake up, it's right there and you just got to hit the ground running. Similarity is if you want to start engaging in a journaling habit, okay, well then maybe wherever you sit in the morning to have your coffee, make sure that the night before you put your journal out there. So then it's literally one less step that you have to take in order to just journal. And you know, as humans, we're wired to take the path of least resistance. So the easier we can make it for ourselves, the more we can simplify change, the more likely we're going to embark on it. And so really, it's number one, getting clear on what do I want? What is the outcome? But secondly, and this is the most pivotal thing, is who do I need to become? What are the habits that are going to allow me to change, to create that change from within? And thirdly, how can I now be proactive about setting myself up for success? How can I now proactively set myself up for success in terms of me raising the likelihood of me following through with my habits? I shared this in, I think it was our last podcast, that I've started intermittent fasting. And so one way that I'm consciously even improving my likelihood of being consistent with fasting is stocking up on a bunch of the different herbal teas. That way I can keep it, you know, keep the variety going in order to stretch my fast a bit more. Similarly is, let's say that even when it comes to this podcast and being consistent with recording an episode, okay, well then I keep my mic in a place where I see it so that I'm able to just on the when I feel inspired, I just pull it out. And so really it's looking at your environment and thinking, is this setting me up for success or am I making it hard for myself? And I can't stress this enough. And I know this might be unpopular opinion, but the people you surround yourself will really determine the level of success you desire. I have some friends who are so on it with their health. And when I talk to them, I'm just like, damn, I need to step up my game, but in such a powerful way. Similarity is I have friends who have much bigger budgets than me, but when I talk to them, they're expanders in my life. And it makes me want to engage in more conducive and effective money generating habits. And really, it's, you know, when it comes to like even being surrounded by, and be honest with yourself, are the people around me, are they bringing out a really me inside of me whereby I'm gossiping, whereby I'm judging, whereby I am complaining and whatnot? Because honestly, there are some people who are going to do that to you. And we hold on to those bonds because it feels comfortable, it's what we've always known. But all it's doing to you, it's lowering your vibration. And as a result, it's only pushing your desire further out of reach. And like I said, your life, your desires, they're nothing more that, and what manifests are it? Nothing more than externalized manifestation of who you are being. We all have moments where we dip, where we go back to our old ways, our old habitual autopilot way of thinking, acting, and feeling. That's okay. That's normal. But really, it's your dominant state of being what determines what manifests for you. So 51% of the time, who are you being? That random meditation you do every now and then, it's not going to change your life. But if you can commit to doing 5 minutes of meditation every single day, it might seem negligible at time, but you add up those 5 minutes, in a year, you've meditated for 30 hours more. Similarity is a day of just writing down what you're grateful for. It's not going to do much to your vibration at all. But you do that for 30 days, you'll notice even the way you're perceiving your life, even the way you're talking about your circumstances, it's going to come from a place of abundance because you're actually engaged in habits, which has helped you create new neural pathways to rewire your brain and therefore the lens in which you view your reality. And you want to break it down even further? Two things you got to keep in mind: your focus, where am I placing my attention? Number two, how am I feeling? And when you can, like I said, engage in habits that help you shift the way you're thinking, the way you're feeling, the byproduct of that is a different outcome. And if you really want to change your reality, you can try and force, there's two ways you can go about it. You can force it, you can use your logic to try and figure it out, and you can go back to your old ways and expect something different to show up, which is a pretty powerless place to be operating out of, not gonna lie, because you're not gonna get what you want, at least not the degree that you desire. Or you can take a more empowered stance and you can go to the root and remind yourself that if life is nothing more than an externalized manifestation of me, then rather than try and change the external, I gotta go and change the internal. I gotta go to the root, and the root is me. And when I change from within, It has no, life has no choice but to reflect back those changes everywhere I turn. When you engage in habits that align with the version of you that is already living your desired reality must show up. It is the law, period. The same way a baby has no idea what the law of gravity is. You might even laugh if you talk about the law of gravity, but if that baby throws an apple out of the window, that apple is going to fall to the ground. Similarity is you might be laughing at manifestation. You might be doubting manifestation, but honey, it is working 24/7. So you can either get with the program and start changing your life to degrees you couldn't even imagine at this point, or you can keep yourself limited. You can keep yourself stuck, but then don't be surprised when your circumstances also remain stuck. And so, short but sweet episode. If this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.